Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
Testing season is right around the corner, and this is when confidence really matters. When kids take time to review key concepts and strengthen their skills before assessments, it can make all the difference. IXL helps reinforce what they're learning right now, so they walk into every test feeling prepared, capable, and confident. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. Designed for students from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL delivers personalized, interactive practice that adapts to your child's level and pace. It's an easy, effective way to support learning as the school year heads into its final stretch. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests. Proven in all 50 states, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
The Second World War is the largest event in human history.
A 20-part series with Tom Hanks.
No part of the globe was untouched. No life unchanged.
Experience the ultimate account of World War II.
Every single person had a story. These are the stories that make us who we are.
Listen to World War II with Tom Hanks on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
Astrology. The study
of the stars.
Well,
yes.
Not really, but
we all know what it is, but do you value it in your life? 916-909-1065, 909-1065, and we're bringing this up because of a recent study, data that was pulled for this, to find out how many Americans actually use astrology in their life. And what do you, first of all, what do you two think about it?
I believe in it, but I don't like work my life around it.
Yeah, I recently got into it, and everything I learned about it is kind of fascinating.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh my gosh.
It's hard not to, like, sometimes go like, God, that does seem right.
Yeah.
I feel like, because I'm somebody that doesn't believe in it, I just feel like there's...
You think, how could the day you were born
have anything
impact
to do
your right. personality so much?
Right. Like, how could it have anything to do with when your parents decided to make love?
But to that I say, if the moon can affect the tides, if a full moon can cause women to go into labor, because look it up, there are more babies born during full moons and they literally staff up for it, then why couldn't when you were born impact who you are?
I don't, by the way, I did Google it, and it says, no, there is no scientific evidence to support the claim that more babies are born during
that's
the full moon.
That's a lie. Yeah. That's a, okay.
I'm just telling you what Google says.
Google it again. Google it the right way.
Google it the right way.
Right.
You know what? Actually, I'm glad you're saying that.
Okay.
Because I feel like that's what people who believe in astrology do. They cherry pick it. If there's stuff about their sign or their partner's sign that makes sense, they put all their eggs in that basket. See, this is why you're a Sagittarius or something like that. But if there's something that doesn't make any sense at all, that they can find ways to explain that away. But 30% of Americans use astrology at least once a year to make a major decision.
Huh, okay.
To make a major decision.
Now, okay, I'm going to describe the characteristics of an Aries.
Oh my God.
If it matches us.
Okay, and Kevin and I, for those that don't know, have the exact same birthday, mm-hmm. March 28th. Queens are born in March.
Yes.
Okay. Courageous and brave.
Mm-hmm. Do you agree?
Him?
Ew.
Right away, I say
confident
no.
Confident and assertive.
Mm. Keep going.
Yeah, we're true confident. Or false?
I say false for him, true for you.
Okay, now.
Energetic and enthusiastic.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
True for both.
Determined and driven.
Kinda, okay.
Honestly, I'm not a very driven person.
Right. See, again, and you two are born on the same day.
Okay, but here's the thing. Nobody is 100% anything, okay? Hold on.
Kevin's 100% old man.
Okay.
Yes.
Honest and direct. Honestly, you are not direct. Well.
I'm honest.
No. He's far from honest.
What?
Oh, I was said direct. You're not honest.
I'm on.
Okay. Okay.
I don't like this.
Independent and self-reliant.
Yeah.
I'm independent.
And here it comes.
And an initiator and a leader.
I
agree with that. He absolutely is. Now, let's do the characteristics of a Leo, which is Gavin.
But wait, hold on. Are we not going to talk about the fact that we've got a great litmus test here? You two were born on the same day. I would say 4/5 of that description does not apply to Kevin.
It was different times. I was born at night. And what about you?
I was born at night.
Okay, wow.
Okay, different years. Okay.
Different years, yes, that happens.
And also, give me another also.
The moon shifts, so sure, the patterns are different.
Okay, now tell me if this isn't the characteristics of a Leo.
If you're just joining us, we're talking about how 30% of Americans believe in astrology and use it. They're finding that younger people and LGBT people often believe in astrology the most.
Okay, confidence.
Okay.
You feign to be not confident, but you're a confident person.
I think you're confident.
Leadership.
You're leading.
Hold on. Petty bitch is also on Aries. Okay. Creativity.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Passion.
Okay.
You are very passionate.
Drama.
Yeah. Okay.
Protection.
Okay.
Honesty.
Okay, but
see, that's you.
But again, we've known people though that are quote unquote Leos that don't fit those.
My former husband,
right?
A Leo, same birthday as you.
Same birthday.
Okay, he was born early, he should have been a Virgo.
Getting born early might be the key.
See?
What about you? Were you born on time?
Classic, and my boyfriend now, very classic Leo.
I was born a week late.
A week late.
Which would put me more solid in
you're
Leo.
You're still Leo. Yeah.
I wouldn't be a cusp. God, the fact that I even know what it's called when you're right on the edge of something like that.
Exactly.
I don't know. How do you feel?
And am I not drawn to Leos?
I mean, you are drawn to Leos.
The track record works.
Thank you.
Wow. Written in the stars. Yo.
What's up, little psychos? I'm Investigator Slater, host of the Psychopedia podcast. Psychopedia is a true crime podcast delivering raw, real, and absolutely gripping episodes every single week. I dig deep to uncover fascinating details of heinous true crime cases while exploring criminology and psychology theories. I take you into the absolute darkest corners of the human psyche, my favorite territory, and present cases like you've never heard them before. Follow and listen to Psychopedia everywhere you get your podcasts.